local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hello again, everyone. This is Austin Price, joined to you, joined by Steve Taylor. Let me tell you, man, you know what? I'm not even going to get to the intro yet. I'm just going to say, in our first hour,
right.
I noticed I was like tripping over my words on several occasions. And I was like, oh, golly, it must be like the extended weekend that we had with Christmas or something. Because I was like, I'm rusty, dude. I got to get back into it.
But some of the names we do have to talk about are
names,
like Smith and Jones.
I never blame myself for names because those are a tough gig. But like just saying joined by Steve Taylor, it took like three times the charm to get that out. But anyways, yes, I'm Austin Price, joined by Steve Taylor today.
And that's me.
Yes, Joe Ford returning tomorrow. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 5:13 here, we will dive right into our top three stories. Fingers crossed we can get them out. Israel's military is intensifying attacks in the Gaza Strip. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said yesterday after visiting IDF troops in the northern part of the densely populated Palestinian enclave. Netanyahu also attended a special session of parliament yesterday where he was interrupted by shouts from relatives of hostages that are still being held by Hamas. His visit came a day after dozens of people were said to have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza.
Well, a top advisor to Israel's prime minister met with senior Biden administration officials in Washington. Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, and members of Congress. The visit comes as the U.S. continues to press Israel to scale back its military operations in Gaza due to the rising civilian death toll.
And Ukraine claims that it carried out an airstrike in Crimea that destroyed a Russian Navy tank landing ship. If confirmed, that would be the third major Russian loss in less than a week. The Ukrainian Air Force commander wrote on Telegram thanking personnel involved in the destruction of the ship. Videos on social media show large explosions in the port. Russian state media TASS, or TASS, reports that the country's defense ministry said that the ship was, quote, damaged, not destructed or destroyed in a Ukrainian attack.
It looked very badly damaged in the pictures I saw. Well, now that we're past Christmas, we're talking about local headlines here. Some people may be ready to take down their tree. Well, okay. Santa Rosa County has opened several locations for residents to drop their trees off if they want to do what they call tree cycle as opposed to recycle. The locations include the J Transfer Station, Central Landfill, Pace Fire Rescue on Pace Boulevard, the Navarre Beach Boat Ramp parking lot on Gulf Boulevard, and the Tiger Point Recreation Area. If you plan to drop off your Christmas tree, you should make sure there it's basically still just the tree. No tinsel, no lights or ornaments on it. You can drop your tree off at those locations through January 14th. And officials say you should never burn your Christmas tree in a wood stove or fireplace because pines, firs, and evergreens, basically your Christmas trees, have a high content of flammable oils, which could cause a chimney fire, kind of ruin your day.
Yeah, nobody wants that. But what they do want is a traffic and weather update. It is 5:15. We'll get our first one of the hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today as christinaleavenworth.leavenrinkyrealty.com. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not much to report on in the first hour. That appears to still be the case currently. We are seeing some congestion maybe here and there on Pensacola Boulevard or on West 9 Mile Road, but it's nothing that's going to stand out too much. Same can be said about Caroline Street and the Pace Milton areas over in Santa Rosa County. If you're experiencing issues in any of those areas, hopefully it will not hold you up too long. Steve, how's the weather looking, sir?
Well, tonight looks like mostly dark with a chance of light by sunrise. Really, mostly cloudy with a low about 49. Tonight, tomorrow, the clouds hang around, high about 61. Sun's coming out on Thursday. Yay, high about 56 and a low Thursday night about 40. Right now, 55 in Pensacola, 55 in Gulf Breeze, and 55 in Milton.
Excellent. Now, moving on to moving on with our local headlines here. The post-Christmas travel rush is on at airports in Florida and across the U.S. As of now, the flight tracking website FlightAware was reporting dozens of delays at Sunshine State airports, but very few cancellations. Orlando International had some 250 delays and one cancellation, while Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International had nearly 175 delays and just two cancellations.
Wow.
Yeah, at Pensacola International Airport, most departing flights are leaving on time, with three incoming and four outgoing. ongoing flights showing delays at the moment. Be sure to check with your airline before you go.
That's always good advice. Well, Scooter's Fish House in Santa Rosa County has reportedly applied for a license to sell alcohol. South Santa Rosa News reports the restaurant is under new ownership and has now applied for a retail alcoholic beverages license. You see, the previous owner had decided not to sell alcohol at that location.
And District 1 medical examiner Diana Oleski's libel lawsuit against two local funeral home directors has been transferred to Escambia County. The case was originally filed in Gadsden County last June. Oleski is suing Gerald Mitchell of Pensacola Memorial Gardens and Richard Trahan of Trahan Family Funeral Home. She accuses both of libel and defamation of character, tortious interference, and civil conspiracy. And the lawsuit alleges that letters written by local funeral directors, which were ultimately published by County Commissioner Jeff Bergosh on his online blog, were politically motivated in an attempt to get a new medical examiner's office built in Escambia instead of Santa Rosa County. Oleski's attorney has proposed a settlement in both lawsuits, and the next hearing is scheduled for April 2nd.
Well, a Pensacola man spent Christmas fighting for his life in a local hospital after being hit by a wrong-way driver just before 5 a.m. on I-110 early Sunday morning. The Florida Highway Patrol says the man, or basically a man, driving a Ford sedan, was heading north on the southbound lanes when he hit the SUV, which was driven by 38-year-old Sam Kohler, setting off a chain reaction with another vehicle also smashing into Kohler's vehicle. The driver of the wrong-way car died at the scene of the crash. Sam Kohler's wife, Melissa, told Channel 3,
"When Sam came out of surgery, he looked at me and he said, 'How is the other person?' I didn't want to tell him right away, but I said, 'Honey, he didn't make it,' and he busted out into tears."
On Christmas, she says she was able to continue their tradition of kissing under the mistletoe by holding up a photo of mistletoe over his hospital bed. The driver of that third vehicle, which was involved in that crash, was not hurt.
Excellent. The Brownsville Church held their annual Christmas dinner to feed the homeless yesterday. Nearly 100 people were there to receive a hot meal and stocking filled with essential hygiene supplies. Church outreach pastor Dennis McReynolds says that during the holidays, they are reminded that many folks in our area really need a hot meal and someplace to go. The church started the Christmas dinner 4 years ago, and it was originally planned for church members. They say they soon realized the community need was greater. Just short of 5:20 here, we will be back soon with state headlines, and at 5:30 we'll have our Fox News update. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine. So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Secret offers. Guaranteed returns. Over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just short of 525 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on this evening, and that appears to still be the case. I guess if you're traveling on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards West Detroit, there is some congestion starting to build up there, but it's hopefully nothing that should hold you up too long. Same can be said about the intersection of North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. So if you're in either of those areas, hopefully you won't be held up for too long of a period of time, but other than that, it appears to be rather smooth sailing. Speaking of sailing, kind of reminds me of the weather, Steve. What's the weather looking like?
Nice seg. Well, looks like tonight's going to be chilly, a low of 49 with clouds all over the place. Tomorrow, clouds still hang around, a high about 61. Sun's coming out on Thursday. Yay! High about 56, low on Thursday night about 40. Right now, it's 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 55 in Milton.
Excellent. Moving on to our state headlines here. A series of new laws will take effect in Florida in less than a week. The legislation was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis earlier this year. Some of the measures include requiring more local officials to disclose their financial dealings, expanding the move-over law for disabled vehicles, and tightening pretrial release options for certain felony offenders. It will also allow sheriff's offices in 7 counties, including 4 in Tampa Bay, to handle child welfare cases. The new laws will start being enforced on New Year's Day.
A reward in connection to a deadly Central Florida mall shooting is going up as police continue to search for the suspect who is responsible. Ocala authorities released surveillance photos of 39-year-old Albert Shell Jr. They believe he's the man who opened fire inside the Paddock Mall over the weekend, killing a man and injuring a woman. Shell has previously been convicted of theft and assault and battery. The reward's been upgraded to $10,000 for anybody with information leading to his arrest.
And a man is dead following a Jacksonville shooting on Christmas night. The sheriff's office says that the incident started earlier in the day as an argument in the College Park area on the city's north side. Police believe one of the people involved returned to the area and possibly opened fire. The victim died at the scene, and several people were taken into custody.
A man is suing St. Johns County Police in connection to excessive force allegations. Paul Volisk Jr. claims he was wrongfully charged with a DUI and deprived of his constitutional rights during an arrest by St. Augustine Beach officers back in 2022. The lawsuit says Volisk was forcibly removed from his car and hit in the throat by an officer after he was pulled over. He says officers denied him medical help and access to a restroom. The sheriff's office and the city police department have been named in that particular suit.
526, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 as we move on to our national headlines here. Top Biden administration officials will travel to Mexico as migrants are crossing the southern border in record numbers. The Secretary of State, DHS Secretary, and White House Homeland Security Advisor will hold a meeting with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to discuss urgent actions that the two countries can take to address border challenges. The Biden administration is facing sharp criticism on both sides of the aisles as there have been a record number of illegal crossings.
Well, California Governor Gavin Newsom is doing something that some people didn't expect him to do. He's pushing back on members of his own party who are calling to remove Donald Trump from the 2024 ballot. Newsom says in a statement that, quote, "In California, we defeat candidates at the polls. Everything else is a political distraction," unquote. Late last week, you see Lieutenant Governor Elani Kunalakis prompted Secretary of State Shirley Weber to investigate, and I quote again, "all legal options in light of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that was banning Trump from the ballot there based on the violation of the 14th Amendment."
Speaking of the Colorado Supreme Court, members of it are under heavy security following last week's ruling to disqualify President Trump from the ballot. The Denver Police Department said it's investigating threats against the justices and is providing extra patrols around their homes. The FBI is also investigating the threats and is working with local law enforcement. This comes after the court ruled Trump engaged in an insurrection through his actions leading up to the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot and is ineligible to appear on the state's presidential primary ballot as a result. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to review the ruling.
Well, since I'm the guy who's been doing the weather, here's a weather story right now about a bunch of people walking in a winter wonderland.
Absolutely.
You see, a blizzard is hitting parts of the plains in the upper Midwest right now. A powerful winter storm is bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and freezing rain to the nation's midsection during the holiday week when people are trying to go home now. Areas of South Dakota, Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Wyoming are under blizzard warnings. Two-day snowfall totals from Christmas through the end of today may top over a foot in some areas. The storm definitely is going to slow down later on tonight and lose much of its power tomorrow morning.
Excellent. And authorities believe that remains found in a Missouri pond Sunday are those of a veteran who's been missing for more than 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, the remains and an artificial hip were discovered by cadaver dogs who returned to the area where Donnie Irwin's Hyundai Elantra was recovered 2 weeks ago in Camdenton. A freelance drone pilot photographer had alerted authorities that had seen the submerged car. Donnie Irwin's wife says that he left their home on December 29th of 2013 to buy cigarettes and never returned.
Well, Harvard's faculty is urging the university board to address the growing anti-Semitism on campus, along with its president's plagiarism scandal. Key faculty members met with the university's highest governing body to address those issues, along with others, including declining numbers of applications and an affirmative action ruling from the Supreme Court. The New York Times first reported the meeting, which both sides say it was very cordial and frank. They had a nice talk with a nonprofit founder and private equity executive who were both members of the Harvard Corporation.
And today marks the start of Kwanzaa. The week-long celebration of African-American culture was created in 1966 by activist Dr. Malana Karenga. It's a non-religious holiday based on harvest festival traditions from Africa. It gets its name from a Swahili phrase that means first fruits, and it's celebrated through January 1st and culminates in a communal feast. 5:30, Fox News update coming up, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, it'll be sports headlines, followed by health, business, and science on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The U.S. has once again targeted Iranian-backed militants. It comes during efforts to keep international shipping lanes clear in the Red Sea. Fox's Chad Pergram.
American F-18s have shot down 12 drones from the Houthis over the Red Sea over a 10-hour period. And this kind of demonstrates this escalation of U.S.-ordered strikes.
Earlier, President Biden ordered airstrikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq after three U.S. service members were injured in a drone attack. Several arrests made in New York City on Christmas Day after pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with police calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
We were able to Only have 6 people arrested. Great level of restraint.
Mayor Adams, Eric Adams, says he's confident New Year's celebrations in the Big Apple will be safe. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with You Money Now. If you've shopped for a new car over the last 3 years, you know that they've gotten quite expensive. Well, better days may be ahead. Cox Automotive Chief Economist Jonathan Smoke says 2024 will be the best year for consumers to buy a new car since before the pandemic. As new vehicle supply increases, transaction prices come down, interest rates retreat, and automakers likely offer more deals. The holiday season may be winding down, but the returns season is just getting started. For all of 2022, the National Retail Federation pegged retail's return rate at 16.5% of merchandise, but at the holidays, closer to 18%, more than $170 billion worth of goods. And some experts believe it will be even higher this year. Analysts say the rise of online shopping and easy return policies have both pushed up return rates. Stocks began the final week of the year with a positive session. The S&P 500 added 20 points. The Dow Industrials gained 159. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. I hope Cowboy fans enjoyed that short stretch where they felt they had a dangerous team and Dak Prescott was the MVP. Dallas no-showed against the Bills last week, and then on Sunday, its offense decided to show up against Miami, but then their defense allowed a game-winning drive. Dallas continues to show that they can't be trusted in a big spot, so get ready for another quick exit from America's team in the playoffs. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers Stay Hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Lewis Fair
wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Appleyard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on. People must be enjoying whatever of their Christmas vacay that they have left, or they're just they haven't made it this close to home yet. They're still traveling on the way back.
Well, it just seems that the week between Christmas and New Year's is kind of a lost week anyway. Well, those who can take off, and it's, you know, it's just kind of a laid back week.
Well, and hopefully it stays that way. We are seeing some slight congestion, I guess, at the intersection of North Palafox Street and East Burgess Road, but it's not looking that bad. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard near East 10 Mile Road where Pensacola Boulevard merges with North Palafox Street, we've got some congestion in that area, but hopefully it shouldn't hold you up too long. Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, tonight should be mostly cloudy with a low about 49 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy again with a high of 61, but the sun's coming out on Thursday. High about 56 degrees, low about 40. Right now, 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, at 55 in Milton.
Excellent. All right. So looking at sports headlines here, the NBA's Christmas Day slate met expectations as the biggest headlines from today involved the New York Knicks snapping the Milwaukee Bucks 7-game win streak, the defending champ Nuggets surviving the Golden State Warriors on the back of Nikola Jokic's controversial 18-for-18 performance at the free throw line, and the Boston Celtics pulling away from their rival LA Lakers, which adds to their narrow edge in the Eastern Conference standings.
But tonight,
I was about to say, if you thought that it was just hype for Christmas Day, We've got an interesting story tonight as well.
Yes, the drama continues. In tonight's NBA action, the headline is basically by the Detroit Pistons looking to avoid making dubious history. You see, the Pistons are going to try and snap their 26-game losing streak when they host the Brooklyn Nets. A 27th straight loss would break the NBA record for the longest single-season losing streak. See, the game tips off in about 20 minutes from now at 6, and of course, we'll keep you updated on that score.
Yes, and while it kind of stinks to be a Detroit Pistons fan, hopefully yeah. They're focusing more on NFL Sundays because the Lions have a lot to be grateful for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have clinched the NFC North for the first time in 30 years. They won 30-24 on Christmas Eve over the Minnesota Vikings. They joined the San Francisco 49ers as the only team to lock up its division so far this season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what a Cowboys fan may tell you, that makes the Lions America's team as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, if you love football, our sister station ESPN Pensacola has your play-by-play sports Thursday night in NFL action. It's the Jets versus the Browns at 6:30 p.m. That should be a good game. On Friday, it's Cotton Bowl when Missouri tangles with Ohio State at 6:30. On Saturday, the Lions, we were just talking about them, mm-hmm. are going to battle the Cowboys at 6:45. Sunday, it's the Green Bay Packers versus the Minnesota Vikings at 7. Monday, New Year's Day, beginning at noon, it's the Fiesta Bowl where Liberty takes on Oregon, followed by Alabama versus Michigan in the Rose Bowl, then the Sugar Bowl, and there Texas rumbles with Washington, and that's on our sister station ESPN Pensacola.
Yeah, and see, a lot of people, when they think of the bowl season, they think of those games. They think of, you know, the New Year Six and all that, and that's all well and good, but we've got a stinker going on right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Texas State and Rice in the, what's this bowl called again? The First Responder Bowl. I almost said tipped off. I get those mixed up. I don't know why. Kicked off at 4:30. It's in the second quarter right now. Texas State has the ball up 21-7 on the Owls there, so that's not looking so hot. Not only that, the Quick Lane Bowl kicked off at 1 p.m. That game finished just a little while ago. Minnesota, 5-7 on the season. Typically wouldn't make a bowl, but they were an exception to the rule. They made it and won 30-24 in spite of only putting up 26 passing yards.
Wow. Yeah, so only 26?
Only 26, that's it. They had like over 200 rushing yards, though. So very one-sided offense.
Basically
there.
A good ground game.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, it's like those are some ugly games. Hopefully we will have a better one tonight at 8 o'clock. It's the second part of ESPN's doubleheader with the First Responder Bowl. Mm-hmm. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl between Kansas and UNLV. Kansas was 8-4 this season, and I believe UNLV was 9-4.
Sadly, in what could have been the game of the year up to this point, could not have been further from that particular truth. Mm-hmm. The 11-3 AFC-leading Baltimore Ravens faced the 11-3 NFC-leading 49ers in San Francisco last night for what many believed could be the Super Bowl 58 matchup that we will see in February. All for the 49ers to look completely out of their element. You see, quarterback Brock Purdy threw an abysmal 4 interceptions en route to the 33-19 loss that once had Baltimore leading by over 20 points. The Ravens now have the best record in the entire NFL as a result of that win.
Yes, and Florida State's football team will be down to its third-string quarterback in its upcoming bowl game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, redshirt junior Tate Rodemaker, who was supposed to be the savior of the team, has decided to enter the transfer portal, meaning he will opt out of the game here. He was expected to start in the Orange Bowl against Georgia on Saturday, December 30th, because starter Jordan Travis is hurt.
So two guys are out.
Yes, this will leave freshman Brock Glenn as the starter and the only QB on scholarship available for the game. He has some experience as he started for an injured Rodemaker when FSU beat Louisville in the ACC championship game. Head coach Mike Norvell says that Glenn will be fired up and excited for the opportunity.
Well, I guess no pressure there.
Yes.
Well, looks like Oregon State and Washington State are joining the West Coast Conference as affiliate members in several Olympic sports for 2 years starting next season. The two schools are going to be part of the WCC for the men's and women's basketball, women's soccer, volleyball, men's and women's golf, women's cross country, and women's rowing. Oregon State will also participate in WCC men's soccer and softball, while Washington State will compete in WCC women's tennis and men's cross country. The news comes just a few weeks after the schools reached a scheduling agreement with the Mountain West Conference for the 2024 football seasons.
Yeah, there you go. You got to make do with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Just about 5:44 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some health business science notes here. Former President Trump vows to replace Obamacare with his own version, a proposal that he's often made in the past. In a Truth Social post on Christmas, Trump said that Obamacare was, quote, too expensive, adding that he will come up with a much better and less expensive alternative.
Well, there's a new study recommending the issues you should tackle to prevent young onset dementia. You see, the condition can begin as early as age 30. And a 2021 study estimated nearly 4 million people globally between 30 and 64 have the condition. Key risk factors include being socially isolated, having low vitamin D levels, and living with a hearing loss. The analysis, which is published in the Journal of American Medical Association Neurology, also found a lot of similarities between late onset and early onset dementia, with other risks including alcohol abuse, heart disease, diabetes, and depression.
My goodness. Yeah. Patients at private equity-owned hospitals get more infections and fall more often. That is according to a new study by Harvard researchers published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, that JAMA, whatever acronym we were talking about earlier. It comes following previous studies that those patients at hospitals owned by private equity firms pay higher costs and see reduced staffing levels. In nursing homes, they also have higher death rates. The new study said that private equity firms have bought out more than 200 hospitals from non-private equity owners. An estimated 40% of hospital emergency departments are also managed by private equity-backed staffing companies.
Well, while we are in the subject of studies, here's a new study suggesting a direct link between COVID infections and heart attacks. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says this is different from the arrhythmias that have been widely reported. Research is now showing that the virus is able to infect the blood supply to the heart. It was conducted at the NYU School of Medicine and found the risk goes up among those with pre-existing conditions, including those who've had a previous heart attack. Dr. Hotez says the virus infiltrates coronary arteries, causing inflammation.
And Christmas may be over, but it still may have taken a toll on your mental health. Experts say that that often comes from placing expectations on yourself to do everything, leading many to feel overwhelmed. According to the American Psychological Association, nearly 90% of people surveyed said that they felt stressed out during the holidays. Just past 5:45 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. We will get another check of the roads and weather real quickly before we get into pop culture notes here. If you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with Olive Road, it appears that there's some congestion at that intersection itself, but it's not really backing anyone up too far. And outside of that, there is not much to report on. So if you are dealing with some congestion, hopefully it will not hold you up too long. Steve, what's the weather looking like?
Well, tonight should be mostly cloudy, a low about 49 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy again, high about 61, basically a repeat of today. But the sun's coming out on Thursday, high about 56, a low of 40. Right now, 55 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 54 in Milton.
Excellent. Looking at some pop culture notes here, rapper and singer Flo Rida has been announced as the headline act for this year's Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo at the Bay Center. So we got some good local touch here into pop culture notes today. The Mardi Gras Mambo is a brand new event for Pensacola's Mardi Gras festivities. It's a dance and music celebration and will be held January 26th. Also scheduled to appear at the event are the DeLuna Brass Band, the New Orleans Ramblers, and Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. Tickets start at $31. Mardi Gras season will begin in just over a week on January 6th with the 12th night Mardi Gras kickoff party at Seville Quarter.
Well, Asta Jonasson, who you may not know, was a former assistant to the actor Vin Diesel, well, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles, basically alleging that the Fast and Furious star sexually battered her while she was working for him back in the fall of 2010 during the filming of Fast Five. The suit alleges that Diesel made physically aggressive advancements toward her, which she refused, resulting in her firing just hours later. It goes on to claim that Jonasson took so long to come forward due to a non-disclosure agreement she had signed, but its validity has since been combated by the Speak Out Act, which prevents enforcement of non-disclosure agreements in instances of sexual assault and harassment, and California's AB 2777, which temporarily waives statutes of limitations for sexual abuse allegations occurring in 2009 or later. Really getting into the legal weeds here about why it's the way it is, but yeah. Vanity Fair also reached out to Diesel's attorney, who's named Brian Friedman, for comment, in which he answered with the following statement, and we quote, "Let me be very clear. Vin Diesel's categorically denies this claim in its entirety. This is the first he's ever heard about this in more than 13-year-old claim made by a purportedly 9-day employee. There is clear evidence which completely refutes these outlandish allegations," unquote.
Yes, if you are an aspiring lawyer, I hope you had your pen and paper there, because there was a lot of legal there was a lot of legal jargon that you needed to catch in that. The Color Purple is coming off of a dominating Christmas opening day. The film made $18 million yesterday, marking the second biggest Christmas Day opening of all time.
Yeah.
Two other films opened on Christmas, including George Clooney's The Boys in the Boat, which made over $5 million yesterday, and the Adam Driver-led Ferrari, which only netted just under $3 million in its first day in theaters. Meanwhile, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom ended up making an underwhelming $38 million over the four-day weekend.
Well, looks like a lot of people are not going to that movie. Looks like actor, I'm going to try his name out here, Kumar Delos Reyes.
Yeah, I think it's Reyes. That's how I'd say it. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, unfortunately for him, he's dead after a battle with cancer. You see, the 56-year-old died in Los Angeles on Christmas Eve. Delos Reyes is best known for having played gang member turned cop Antonio Vega in the soap opera One Life to Live, and being the voice behind the antagonist Raul Menendez in the hit 2012 video game Call of Duty Black Ops 2. He is survived by his wife and his three sons.
Thank you, Steve. 550 here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Going to take a quick break. When we return, we will have wacky, weird headlines and good news to round out hour two. Once again, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
This is Lindsay and Chill Out Cryo Spa wishing you a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Heather Hurst with DR Horton wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Has not been much to report on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas so far this evening. Hopefully it will remain that way. We were seeing some spurts of congestion here and there, maybe at like the intersection of Brent Lane and North Davis Highway or Airport Boulevard and North Davis, you know, little areas like that. We were also seeing some on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound around where it merges with North Palafox Street, but those areas are all looking fine at the moment. So if you're dealing with some issues, hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long. Steve, how's the weather going, buddy?
Well, tonight should be mostly cloudy, a low about 49 degrees. Tomorrow the clouds hang around for another day, about high of 61. Sun's coming out on Thursday, though. Good news, high of 56 on Thursday and a low of 40 Thursday night. Right now, 53 in Pensacola, 54 in Gulf Breeze, and 53 in Milton.
Alrighty. Getting our wacky and weird headlines started here. Sky News recently took a look around Transport for London's lost property office in West Ham, East London, in search of what all has ever been left on public transport, and their findings did not disappoint.
So these are things people left behind on the buses and trains.
Yes. The list of forgotten items include, but is not limited to, a box of cooked frogs.
Cooked frogs?
Yes, and not just the legs, the whole frog. dried snakes, a tray of different colored false eyes, a glass jar filled with bats, a puffer fish, a lot of animals here, a taxidermied fox wearing a crown.
Of course, it's England wearing a crown.
Yes, and a prosthetic leg.
Wow.
don't know how you forget that.
No.
To be fair, public transport is supposed to be for everyone, and it definitely takes a diverse group of people and their belongings to make a list like that.
Well, now that Christmas has passed and New Year's is on the horizon, many Americans are not concerned about going to the gym in the new year.
Really?
You see, according to a survey conducted by Stop and Shop, 39% of respondents say they want to reduce stress in 2024, while 27% say they want to head back to the gym. You see, the number one resolution is eating healthy, with 58% of the people saying they plan to change what's on their plates, including me, even though 51% of the respondents say they plan to ring in the new year with champagne, 46% say they plan on taking part in Dry January and giving up alcohol for at least the month.
Oh, wow. You see, that actually sounds more like a health business science headline, but I would say that is actually kind of like wacky and weird, and here's why.
Why?
I see people going to like the gym all the time. Like they're always posting like, you know, trying to better themselves and like, you know, posing in the mirror and all that. And it's like, but apparently a lot of people aren't concerned with it. I know I'm not, but don't be like me, kids. gift cards and clothing are continuing to be the most popular items given on Christmas.
Clothing?
This is another weird one. Clothing I get. Gift cards I kind of find odd. I guess if you were trying to like buy for like people that you work with or something, or people that you know just in a rather cordial capacity, maybe, you know, then. But yeah, typically you don't think of gift cards being like, oh, a heartfelt gift you give somebody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You thought lots of good thoughts and took a long time to decide on this gift.
I mean, it's like an add-on, I think.
Right,
the National Retail Federation says that Americans are expected to spend roughly $30 billion on gift cards for the holidays. Most are used, but tens of billions worth go unspent every year.
Oh.
A survey earlier this year by Bankrate found that roughly 50% of U.S. adults have at least one unused gift card, which is worth around $200. I mean, I don't know. It has to be like a gift card that like to a place I do not visit. I will use a gift card if someone gets me one.
Right. I do have a couple to some places that I have yet to visit from last year.
But clearly people do not buy gift cards for people because there's a good chance they may not use them.
Right. In our good news area, a dog was just 12 weeks old when the particular dog was brought into an animal hospital with signs of abuse. But now he gets to celebrate his first proper Christmas with a veterinarian who helped save him. Terry the Whippet, that's the dog, arrived at the Hull PDSA Animal Hospital in East Yorkshire, England, where he was treated by nurse Rachel Coombs. You see, the 42-year-old Coombs fell in love with the puppy and told her colleagues that she would adopt him and brought her to her home, saying she felt a connection. Well, considering that Terry has reportedly never looked back since his adoption, that's the dog, and is inseparable from her son, Stanley, I guess you'd have to say the feeling between the dog and the family is mutual.
Absolutely. And sticking with the English dogs theme as we wrap up this hour here, a guide dog's mother has given birth to a litter of 9 puppies just in time for Christmas.
9 puppies.
Yeah, her name's Puds. When the puppies reach 14 months old, they will train to become qualified guide dogs in 2025 to help visually impaired people. They are now being dubbed the Puddings until further notice. and Janine Dixon, head of breeding operations at Guide Dog, says it's fitting that Puds has had her babies in time for Christmas. There are now 9 more future guide dogs in the world, which is a lovely thing to celebrate at this time of year. Absolutely. 5:59 here. We will wrap up hour 2. WEAR news update is coming at 6 o'clock, and you will hear from us after that shortly. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back soon, everybody.